各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到 Julia 的原味美语课堂。 Julia 将带您走进美国哈佛、美国纽约大学的口语课堂学习内容。上回 Tim 对 Jack 说到他 not to be willing to say hello to the girl 的原因之后，那么 How does Jack think of it? How does Jack think of it?下面我们就先来听一听他们之间的小议论。 That doesn't surprise me. Usually you strike out after using one of your stupid pickup lines. I didn't get that far this time. Maybe she was just playing hard to get. Jack 的看法我们暂且不说，先跟我来学习三个原味美语表述。第一个是 strike out， 第二个是 pick up lines， 第三个是 play hard to get。 好了，我们今天先来学习第一个 strike out。S-T-R-I-K-E-O-U-T, strike out. To strike out means to fail or be unsuccessful. Strike out 在这里的意思是砸锅、失败、没戏。我们来看个例句。The movie struck out and didn't win a single Oscar. 那部电影砸锅了，奥斯卡奖一项都没有得。接下来我们来看两个小对话，更进一步来熟悉 strike out 的运用。 Dialogue 1 Did Lancy agree to go out with you?
No, I struck out.
Lancy 答应和你约会了吗？没有，我彻底没戏了。在这一个小对话中，
Go out withSomebody 在口语中表示与某人约会。
Dialogue 2 Did you ask Anne out on a date?
Yes, but I struck out. She said no.
你叫 Anne 出去约会了吗？约了，但是我没戏了，她没答应。哎，这两位男生真可怜啊。在第二个小对话中有两个短语，第一个是 ask somebody on a date， ask somebody on a date， ask somebody on a date 的意思是叫某人出去约会。 say no 的意思是拒绝，没有答应。 strike out 作为砸锅、失败、没戏这个意思解释时，是非正式书面用语。
Usually you strike out after using one of your stupid pickup lines.
这句话我们用标准英语来如何说呢？我们可以用 fail F-A-I-L fail 来进行替换，即
Usually you fail after using one of your stupid pickup lines.
好了，请大家跟 Julia 一起大声说一遍。
Usually you fail after using one of your stupid pickup lines.
我们今天的学习就到此结束了，明天继续其他两个原味表达法。 Bye for now.